And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Guaranteed, there was more action in the BCS meeting than there was in the championship game the night before. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Tell me how the best two college football teams can be as bad on offense as both were in the BORING BCS championship game Monday night. All but gloating Alabama fans and LSU fans who have since committed mass suicide agree it was the biggest bust per buildup in the history of the sport. Surely a four-team playoff will be the only good result of the dismal affair that overdosed on pregame hype. Granted, both teams have great defenses, big behemoth linemen who can move for guys their size, but it's inconceivable that neither team can find better skilled position players than limited quarterbacks with errant arms and wide receivers who run lousy routes and drop more balls than they catch. This was Alabama and LSU, for crying out loud, of the vaunted SEC. The BCS polls need to go. Now. The rematch never should have occurred in the first place. LSU already beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa this season in the second most boring game ever played. They proved then that they could not move the ball and settle for something like 10 field goal tries, half of which were wide right, wide left, or blocked. Are there not strong-armed, smart, fleet quarterbacks in those two states who would die to throw the ball downfield for the Tide and Tigers? Yes, Alabama's A.J. McCarron hit some nice passes, but only after he relaxed and realized his defense was never letting LSU cross midfield. They were hardly the bullets Joe Namath used to throw. And Jordan Jefferson, what was he thinking? At the very least, Jefferson should have changed into another pair of the 41 shoes that were discovered in his apartment before the season when he was suspended for a few games. Somewhere, Bird Jones and other great LSU quarterbacks of yore must have been throwing up in their beer. Jefferson's decision-making was as vacant as his hands, which dropped snaps and threw balls into the ground all night. And less, the Mad Hatter Miles refused to put in his backup, who had already thrown 7 interceptions in his career versus Bama. What a complete, unmitigated bust. That's why the BCS will now go to a 4-team playoff, so if such a dud ever happens again, the committee can say, don't blame us, they played their way in. This is Art Chansky. See ya.